The Parliamentary Committee has recommended a thorough investigation into the greyhound industry. Now, this committee took a pretty quick look and it did find a 155% increase in the number of deaths on the track since the 22-23 financial year. It also found a lack of clarity around the reporting of deaths and injuries involving greyhounds on the track. Now, Brad Pettit is a Greens MP. He was on this committee. I did ask to speak to the chair of this committee, Liberal MP Peter Collier. He wasn't available, but Brad, I'll go to you. Good morning. And just tell us, first of all, the increase in deaths and injuries, how much of a concern is that?
It's a huge concern because we've seen, despite the huge amount of money that's been spent on making the track safer, upgrades, which is, I must say, it's taxpayer money, we've actually seen deaths increase. In fact, this year, so this calendar year, since January, we've had, on average, a dog die on the track every week and two dogs seriously injured every week, which is pretty extraordinary. I can't think of any other sport where you would kind of accept, in one state alone, that level of injury.
Any idea as to why?
Good question. And there are a whole, and this is actually one of the reasons that we need to do some further investigations into this. And there has been spent a lot of money around upgrading the tracks at Mandurah, Northam, and even Cannington's been looked at. And there are certainly debates around whether you should have a track that's straight instead of curved. There are lots of other questions around the firmness of the track and those kinds of things. But we are seeing a level of injury here, both on track, which is extreme, but even worse than that, we have seen over the last financial year, 150 dogs also died off track. So we the committee came away from our very short hearings on this, and this is a tripartisan committee with, you know, Liberals, Labor and Greens, all of us very concerned about the animal welfare impacts of greyhound racing and saying actually this needs a deeper look in. And that's actually the key recommendation, is that the next parliament after the next election is a committee that will do an in-depth look at this rather than the very, we need a quick look at this with a financial lens on it.
What are the reasons why you think there needs to be a better look at this? Did you feel that you were getting a clear picture of the deaths and injuries and the way they're reported?
It was a bit of, frankly, a bit of pulling teeth around getting some of that data. And we've got, I mean, amazing groups like Free the Hounds who actually themselves document all of these injuries and all these deaths and put them up and make them very public. But we've got a broader industry which frankly was far more opaque than we would have liked in terms of not only reporting of how on-track injuries and the like are reported, but also what's happening off track. And it's kind of interesting. So WA now, to the best of the committee's knowledge at least, is one of the only states that hasn't done an inquiry into this. So it certainly is time around how we can certainly make an industry, while it continues, to make that better from an animal welfare perspective. But also I think there's a more fundamental question here around, you know, is greyhound racing something that should continue? And I guess that's my personal view. That wasn't the committee's view necessarily. But certainly I think it does raise some broader questions around the future of this industry in the 21st century.
Look, and it's a discussion we often have on this program, whether we should be, you know, continuing with greyhound racing. I mean, it's been banned in other countries. The government will argue, though, that it's made improvements in safety, upgrading tracks. It also talks about the rehoming program. Did you look at the rehoming program? And
yeah.
Are all the dogs able to be rehomed?
No, this is actually part of it as well. This is actually one of the most disturbing parts. So we've got those terrible injury statistics, but then we've got this terrible situation at the moment where, so the greyhound adoption program is full. We've got breeders breeding at a quite rapid rate and, frankly, nowhere for these dogs to go. And they're ending up, because, of course, euthanizing dogs is something that used to happen and, of course, is no longer acceptable. But so now we're seeing these poor dogs that aren't racing anymore just languishing in kennels. And then there's a key issue around how the standard of those kennels, and I asked some questions actually myself just this week in Parliament, saying because they had promised to build a whole new kennel facility to home actually over 100 of these dogs, And despite promising that, the questions that I asked this week showed that isn't even under construction yet. So we've got this huge issue.
And what about overbreeding? Any evidence to suggest there's overbreeding?
Certainly there was evidence of that, and that's actually one of the things that the committee didn't get to go into a lot of depth about. But there is a real sense that dogs are being bred at a rate that actually can't be sustained. And certainly the community, and we've got amazing groups that go out and try to adopt these dogs and get them into community, but they're at capacity and they're exhausted. I mean, that's one of the things that we heard. And these who are coming at this from an animal welfare perspective, and they're just like, we can't keep up with this, and the community can't keep up with this, especially when you've got a housing and rental crisis where actually pet rehoming is becoming a really, really big issue, and greyhounds are sadly contributing that to that in a really unsustainable way.
Greens MP Brad Pettit's my guest this morning. He's also a member of the committee. They took a quick look at the greyhound industry, and one of the key recommendations is next term of Parliament, so next year, there needs to be a select committee, so a very thorough investigation into the greyhound industry. And I've got to say, Brad, I'm getting dozens and dozens of texts, and I get them every time I talk about this issue, and that is ban it, ban it, ban it. But the reality is, and maybe you can tell us the figures that your report highlighted, it makes money. The industry makes money. The government makes money. This is a very lucrative business industry, isn't it?
It is, although interestingly, some of the gambling receipts are in decline, and this is one again with the cost of living crisis. I think we are seeing some of that winding back, or people gambling in other areas. Look, it does make money. This has been part of the challenge, but we shouldn't be making money built on the back of animal suffering. I think that's actually the heart of what the committee is saying here is, well, okay, it makes money, but also government is putting millions of dollars also on top of this into supporting this industry around kennels, around rehoming, all these kinds of things. So it's not coming for free for taxpayers either. So there is this, and that's actually part of what we're going to look at. And we did look at this with a bit of a financial lens, and it'd be fair to say there was plenty more work to do on this, actually to say, well, is this taxpayer money well spent? Should taxpayer money be propping up an industry that is causing more suffering than benefit? And I think these are really legitimate questions, and I look forward to a really in-depth look at this over in 2025 when that select committee is created.
Well, I look at some of the figures in I'm just quickly trying to have a look in your report. In terms of racing and other income, 2022-23 greyhound owners received $32.4 million. Including $17 million in prize money, $1.6 million in breeding bonuses. And I think I read somewhere they were saying it's worth about $132 million to the state economy.
Yeah, look, that's some of the industry figures. I think they deserve some scrutiny and to be contested. The reality is that it actually doesn't, as an industry, it doesn't employ a lot of full-time people and a lot of people who that's their core job. So it's very much a hobbyist kind of industry. All of these things add to economic activity. We've got to make sure that if that is going to continue, that it's done in a way that protects animal welfare. When you've got rising deaths, rising numbers of dogs being kept in kennels for a long time, we've got to ask some serious questions around can and should this continue the way it is, what needs to change. And these are the key things that the committee is saying, look, we need to really unpack this and really get into some further detail. We heard some really good evidence, both from the industry and from groups like Free the Hounds, but there is a lot more that we'd like to understand. And I think we kind of came away with a real sense of changes need to be made. But before we can be really clear and exactly recommending what those changes are, we need to do this investigation.
All right, Brad Pettit, I'll leave it there. He's a Greens MP, member of this committee.